Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can think of places I'd rather be during a power outage than underground on a subway in New York City. No, of course, we also talk about cutting the cable or cutting the cord when it comes to TV. That's not what happened yesterday. And Jay Weiss joins us now, PIO for the Orleans Parish Communication District. Talk about that. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Thanks, as always, for having us back on again.
What happened?
Well, as we learned yesterday afternoon, just after 1:30, we suddenly noticed that we had service interruptions for both our 311 services for the city of New Orleans, Orleans Parish, and 911 services. That is highly unusual. There's sometimes been circumstances with a carrier outage where, you know, AT&T or Verizon individually might have a problem localized, and we would get word about this. As we quickly found out, this was a regional outage affecting most of Louisiana, Mississippi, and apparently into Alabama. And we haven't got the specific details from AT&T. Apparently, and AT&T put the word out that some bundle of fiber optic lines dedicated to serving emergency communications in Mississippi got cut. And they, the Mississippi governor of Mississippi, posted that AT&T told them that it was a series of cables and something in one cut. Obviously, they think accidental, not intentional. Mm-hmm. But it had the impact of turning off 911 capabilities to dial 911 across Louisiana. That's the metro New Orleans area, all of the communications 911 operations across the North Shore as well into Mississippi. And it was, I was talking to my boss again this morning. This is the first time something of this nature in our memory has happened, where it's called, it's not related to a storm, something blue sky, mm-hmm. just out of the blue, that's happened like this. It's, you know, it's concerning, but it's we have backups to backups. Our facility here is at City Park Avenue, and it's a big back. You go into the WWL Odyssey engineering room, and you see all the redundancy and backups and generators and things like that. And that's largely what they have here, and that's what they have at communications.
But none of that matters if the cable gets cut, right?
Exactly. And the beauty of 911, the carriers and the whole system is set up so that that type of emergency communications is prioritized. It's set on different circuits and some of its own hardware, so that in the event of some other things going down or an emergency, 911 services get prioritized. When you dial 911, it'll get you to the nearest 911 operation. But in this case, you know, all those eggs in one basket, which is beneficial 99.9% of the time, somewhere, you know, a cable or a series of cables got cut, and it interrupted that functionality. Like we have normal backup numbers here that say if a carrier goes down or we have some type of outage here with our infrastructure, we can put out a separate backup number. But in this case, we had to scramble, and about 30 minutes later, we were able to get a specific backup number with one of our vendors that went around all that, and people were able to get to our 911 system. So it's kind of unprecedented. We thank everybody for their patience, and for folks just to understand that we live in a modern digital era, and we share all the same services that a lot of folks do. So these things are rare, but this was a very unusual occurrence and impacted all of Louisiana. We're thankful it only lasted 2 hours.
Somebody's in a lot of trouble, I'll tell you that. Thank you, Jay. We appreciate it. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Vicky Salemi, career expert from Monster, about job hugging. What is that? We'll find out when we return. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.